we went through months of negotiations.
2 security checkpoints.
And we had to leave our phones behind if we wanted to meet an elite team of CIA intelligence officers who protect the nation's secrets.
We passed the Benghazi machine guns, the dead rat with the microfilm inside.
We were finally greeted by our liaison, who ushered us through yet another security gate into a brightly lit room where 4 officers sat around a long wooden table.
We turned to the tall, thin man with thick glasses and asked about his latest mission.
I design bathrooms.
We were at the CIA's facility in Langley, Virginia, to interview 4 college interns who spend their summer vacation with the Central Intelligence Agency.
This is one of the few internships where every day you could be making decisions that affect the national security of our nation. The agency doesn't look at you as an intern. You're the next intelligence officer for the United States. You're not treated like a typical intern here.
I was lucky enough to get to go to the Pentagon, which is still a highlight of my experience here. You see it on TV, but to be there in person on official business is really cool.
I've been able to attend high-level meetings involving major players both outside the continental United States and within the continental United States. I've also been able to meet with 2 presidents of 2 different foreign nations.
When you're out with friends, what do you tell people you do?
I try to bore them with finance. I say that I do accounting, I balance, and then you start to lose them at that point.
Over the course of our career here, odds are we're going to go undercover at some point. So keeping the amount of people that know that we work at the agency to a minimum is a big issue for us.
I found that if you get someone talking about themselves, oh, what's your internship this summer? What are you doing? How was your vacation? Easy.
You tell your friends that you have an HR internship. People don't care about HR.
Most of us are protecting our beach chairs, not national secrets. What kind of a person does that?
I think that, you know, the CIA likes the type A, you know, organized, motivated type individual, and that's exactly who they attract. I find it funny how similar we all are.
They go to hire interns. Integrity is probably one of the highest skill sets that they're looking for.
I found everyone to be incredibly warm and friendly.
Like, you found a ton of people that are exactly like you.
I think it was day 2 here. I came in a dress and heels, thinking, you know, it's CIA, everyone comes in wearing suits, big misconception. My boss comes in wearing jeans and a polo. He's like, this is where I wear on a good day, you do not need to wear that. He sat down and lectured me for a solid 10 minutes on this. Mm-hmm. But in my office, I was moving boxes. I had a little cart and I was pushing boxes down a ramp. I tripped down that ramp face first, but I got right back up and I was dedicated to getting these boxes where they needed to go. So we might seem put together, but I can guarantee you I am not.
But what's it really like at the CIA?
Something that they tell you when you first get here is that mission is addictive. I will say that after every tour that I've had, there's not been a single second where I didn't wish when I was back at school that I was still here working. Mission is addictive. When you get here, you want to stay here.
It's very much an atmosphere where they expect you to think on your feet and they expect you to eventually get the right answer. They really throw you in.
My boss will talk me up to anybody that walks in the door, and it's a really good feeling, especially as an intern. But day 1, he sat me down and told me, you are not here to go get me coffee, you are here to be an intelligence officer. When coming into this internship, they described it as a 3-month-long interview, and I 100% agree with that. They're really trying to shape you for that next step while you're here for your internship.
They really want you to know whether or not the agency is a good fit, because maybe you come here and it's not. But I think for a lot of people it is.
I say this is a dream job, and it took us all so long to get in here and so much hard work. Why would you leave?
What made you want to come to the CIA?
The agency actually came in, did a presentation at my school, and I was sitting on the edge of my seat the entire time. I put in my application not thinking I would hear anything back, mm-hmm. kind of laughing at myself, and somehow I ended up here.
What's the worst that could happen? I started to think, you know, why not me? Because I'm not fluent in a foreign language, I'm not tech savvy, but I was like thinking, I learn quickly, you know, they could give me a chance.
So you don't need to know a foreign language?
I think a lot of people think that they need a language because it's obviously something that we really push for, and it is something that we desire in all of our staff members. You don't have to speak a language to apply, but I think it would help get through the process. You don't have to have it, but maybe a desire to want to learn would be something that would help get through.
I want to work at the CAA now. What advice do you guys have?
You have to be honest and open and just don't hide anything. If you hide something, you're never going to make it through the process. Just be prepared to be open and frank. And most of the time, they've heard it, they've seen it. They can work through it if it's nothing terrible. But if you're hiding any of that, then it's a non-starter. You'll never make it.
But I'd say just patience, because it's not like a school application where you can go and check where it is constantly, like what part of the process it's in. There could be a lot of time in between contacts that you get.
My processing took around 2 years. So don't doubt yourself, mm-hmm. but just know why you applied and be confident in yourself. I think people's fear of being rejected keeps them from applying, and this is a great opportunity. Take a chance, send in the application. If you don't hear back, that's fine, but you might end up as one of us.
As we were ushered out of the gray marble building, we walked past a book filled with the names of CIA officers who died during their service. On the wall above the book were carved stars, one for each officer who died undercover. Their names will never be known.
Our podcast from CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, was produced by VOA Student Union interns Abigail Rubel and Donald Windsor, and edited by VOA's Bronwyn Benito and Kathleen Strupp. You can find more great content from Student Union online on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.